former half of New Energy, Italian DJ Giuseppe Ottaviani finally started his own record label named after his radio show Go On Air. And this was the very first release, Seat Van Reel with Adina Buttar, 8 Decades. There's also a great Matt Davey remix on the B-side. We might play that in one of the next episodes. Okay, time for something different. He's one of the world's most important trance DJs, and he has a radio show called Cycles and also a CD series. And it's time to release chapter 5 in this infamous CD series. I'm very glad to have him on the phone right now. Happy New Year, Max Graham.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about Cycles 5. It's the 5th edition in your CD series. What is so special about this Cycle CD that we should know?
Well, for me, I really, you know, and the people that tune into my show know I'm really into trying to discover new artists and new music that isn't sort of just, you know, the obvious hits that are out there compiled. And there's a couple of brand new tracks people haven't heard, both by myself, but also by, you know, some younger artists that are on there. So that's always nice to go and not hear sort of the obvious hits, and to hear something a little different, but also hear it in the same sort of way I try to tell my story in a set.
So Max, let me ask you a personal question. Where do you see the future of trance right now? I mean, listening to your mix and seeing the tracks that you've put in the mix, you've obviously trying to move forward with your sound. It's a mix between progressive and trance. But where do you see the future? Where do you think trance will go this year and the next few years?
Now, this is a seriously loaded question. This is a really tough one for, I think, anyone to answer. And it's also, as you know, a very common sort of sentiment, especially right now. I think trance is in an interesting place. You know, last year, I think we saw a lot of trance producers experiment with different sounds, pulling from, you know, from electro, from progressive, from techno. For me personally, lately, I've been really inspired by a lot of techno and a lot of sort of, you know, chuggy, deeper, you know, deeper drum sounds, and I want to incorporate that more along with the melody. I definitely, you know, it always comes back to melody. I think you and I are the same like that. For me, it's got to have emotion, it's got to have melody, but I want to make it a little more chunky and a little more chuggy. The beauty of our business, and you know this from being in it for quite a while, is that we never know what's around the corner and how it's, you know, new producers come up with a new sound and just everything goes in a different direction. And that's what's so exciting about it. You know, these young guys come up with new ideas and just inspire everyone in different directions. So it's almost impossible to predict where it's going to be in 6 months or 2 years or 5 years. But for me, it always comes back to melody and emotion, and I don't think that will ever go away. And that to me is the essence of trance, regardless of, you know, the beats or you know, the bass lines or whatever, you know, style people are using. It always comes back to the melody and the emotion, and I think that will stay.
Hey, and the final question, what's the story behind the track title Liquor?
Well, I was my first collab since I moved to the Netherlands, which is, it's going to be a year now in the end of February. And because it was a collab with Martin de Jong, I went to his studio and he was teaching me, you know, some Dutch words. And lekker was obviously one of the first words that people learn when they come to the country. And it's easy for me to use in context when I'm out and about. So we just decided, you know what, I said to him, this track is really tasty. It's coming out really good. It's delicious. This is great. So he just said, then we're going to call it lekker. He's like, that's the first word you learn since you moved to the Netherlands, and that describes this track. So let's go with it. And I said, this is perfect.
Cool. I love the current trend of a lot of producers giving their tracks Dutch names. It's a pretty cool thing. So, but let me ask you, you were born in London, right? And you lived in Spain, New York City, LA, then Ottawa, Montreal, and now in Amsterdam. What is home for you?
Well, I mean, I was born in England, and you know, until I was 10, and then I moved around quite a bit. Went to high school in the U.S., elementary school and high school in the U.S., and then Canada for about 20 years. But I'm, you know, I'm British by birth. I would say Canadian by how I was raised. But for now, Amsterdam. But you know, we're citizens of the world. We're lucky enough to be able to. It's wherever I open my suitcase at that moment.
I agree. Well, thank you very much, Max. Good luck with the release. It's available for pre-order right now. Next week on the 17th of January. It's a big day for Cycles 5. Really looking forward to the release. We're going to play a track from your new compilation. Good luck with all the touring. And speak to you very soon again, man. Thank you.
Excellent, thanks. I'll see you soon for Assad in Utrecht.
For sure, man. See you there. And here are two tracks from Cycles 5. In just a little bit, the world premiere of Relocating Robert Nixon, Recognition. But first, a great Mark Sherry remix of Max's own track, Evil ID.